An imprint might contain information about a physical ailment or about an emotional trauma that occurred to us early in life that predisposes us to repeating behavior patterns, to ending up with the same bosses, with the same lovers, with the same spouses, in the same dynamic over and over again in our lives. So any repeating behavior that you notice in your life is a good indication of the existence of an imprint. Any repeating health condition that you find in your family, you find the existence of a generational imprint that is transmitted from mother to daughter, father to son, generally along the same sex lines, though occasionally they cross over. So that I don't want to relive my father's life. You don't want to relive your father's life, your mother's life. So to do that, we need to clear the generational imprints that we inherit, which are those things that they were not able to heal in their own lives. They're the emotional wounds that they probably inherited from their parents that they were not able to heal, that they pass on to the next generation in the hopes that the next generation will be able to heal it for them as well. So we teach our students to track for the presence of an imprint. Now, a client will come to see us generally when they're hurting, and they'll want to tell me about what happened a month ago or what happened 2 weeks ago that caused their pain today. And I explain to them that this is probably version number 27 of an original wounding that occurred much earlier in their lives that caused an imprint. So what I will do is, and what we teach our students to do, is to first track for the existence of an imprint. And we use muscle testing for this because we want our client's body to inform us directly. The client's body knows, the body never lies. So we use muscle testing, applied kinesiology, which is a technique for asking the body and dialoguing with the unconscious and with the body for it to guide us to the existence of an imprint. And then the next thing we want to do is to find out what chakra comes online when an imprint is activated, because that chakra is going to be the doorway to that imprint. So I will ask a client to recall the last time that it hurt or their feelings about this particular condition. Just to recall it briefly, because I don't want to double click on the imprint. I just want to tap it in the same way that one taps a crystal cup, just to get it a little bit, enough of a ring from it to be able to track it. Through muscle testing, we'll identify the chakra associated with this imprint, so that it's not an intellectual process, so that my client doesn't say, when I was 7, this occurred in my house and with my mother, so this must be related to my heart chakra. No, we might find that it's in the first chakra or the second chakra. In the same way that when I go and see my acupuncturist with a headache, she'll put a needle in my foot and I'll say to her, it doesn't hurt there. She'll tell me, I know, this is where the meridian is. In the same way, we don't want to make an intellectual association with where we believe this imprint lives. We want the body to inform us. Now, shamans do not use muscle testing. Shamans are able to develop their ability to see. They see into the invisible world. They can track visually and perceive what's happening in each one of the chakras. We train our students to do this as well, but it takes time. It generally takes about a year to open up the shamanic way of seeing, the perceptual modalities that we work with. And in the interim, we have to work with a system that allows the body to communicate its truth. Not the truth of the head, but the truth of the heart and the truth of the body. Once we identify the chakra that the imprint is connected to, we know many of the themes that that imprint triggers. If it's the second chakra, I know it has to do with self-esteem issues. I know it has to do with sexuality. I know it has to do with their sense of self. But that's not even important because we don't work at a psychological level. We're not psychologists. We're not doctors. We're shamans. We work at an energetic level. And in fact, I'm really not that interested even in what the story is because part of the problem is that my client has identified with their story. And part of their healing process is for me to assist them in discovering that they are not their history. They are not the event that occurred when they were 7 years old. They're not their stories. Then after we identify the chakra, we want to clear the sludge that is adhered to the walls of that chakra that is connected to the imprint. Just like when you want to change the poem that you wrote in your computer, you'll work with your keyboard, and that will change the information stored in the hard drive. We'll work with the chakra, with our intention focused on draining the momentum and the energy from that imprint. So to do that, we will place a stone from their own altar, which is connected to a lineage of altars, which they used in their own healing processes, which is the basis of their authority, is that they have healed themselves. They know what it's like to hurt. They know how to practice from a place of compassion and of love. And they'll place a stone in that chakra, which will help to draw out these heavy strands of energy that are coiled around the chakra and direct it away from the practitioner and to the source of the Amazon or the source of a great mountain where that stone originally came from. Because otherwise, the healer, the shaman, can become toxic if these energies are not drawn away from the workspace.